And Darren Peterson is expected to play. But I know you went to Kansas. You're a lifelong Kansas fan. Every Kansas fan I talk to seems so either confused or I'll just say mad about whatever the hell is going on with Darren Peterson. Part of it has got to be the mixed messaging. Because I can't tell you any given night if Peterson's playing, how much he's playing, what his actual injuries are, and how serious they are, and minutes and everything else. Like, they have thrown so much confusion onto this. I think it's actively hurting his likability.
For sure. Yeah.
The team.
The messaging with Darren Peterson and what has made it so complicated is definitely led to more frustration toward him and anger, I think, from fans, just to fill people in. So what happened on Saturday, Kansas was at UCF, Big 12 opener. They lost the game 81-75. The first half, Darren Peterson played. He was amazing. He finished with 23 minutes, 26 points. I mean, he looked every bit like the guy we all heard about, number one overall pick, potential.
Yeah, when he's on the court, man, he
looks
good.
Okay, so you have that, and then he basically doesn't play the rest of the game, the second half.
And the game that they lost, it was close, within 4 or 5 points.
Correct. And despite him scoring 26 points, yeah, they were better in the second half and moments when he wasn't on the floor. It's been bizarre because they can't get the continuity together. Then after the game, this is what Bill Self said, which caused it to be way more confusing.
I want him, we doctors, everybody wanted to be on a minute restriction the first half. It was hard to do when Mel's got fouls and El Marco's knees hurt. So we didn't really have anybody to put in there. And, you know, obviously he kept us in there the first half, getting 23 and a half. And the second half, I thought he started out fine, and then it started bothering him. But the thing about it is we knew, we expected something like that to happen. But, you know, we were hoping that it would be a situation in which I could control it a little bit better by minimizing his minutes in the first half.
So there, this is on Saturday, he's talking about minute restriction, minimizing it, and then your reaction would be naturally, well, then why did you play him so much in the first half if he was on a minute restriction? That makes no
sense.
Shouldn't
you want him for the, and this is just a hypothetical, most important end of game moments? And like, so, even when it's close, why not get him in there in the under four or something?
So that's the obvious reaction Saturday. Then yesterday, Bill Self had media availability, and I'll just read a little bit of the statement. This is just a quote from his media availability. He was asked again about how they're going to approach Darren Peterson's minutes moving forward. And tonight they play TCU. Quote, well, you know, I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer. I said minutes restriction. That minute restriction is there's no guarantee. There's not medical evidence saying only playing this much or playing him that much or anything like that. The one thing I would say playing him less in the first half is something that we haven't done. So if we haven't done it, would that possibly impact the second half? So I don't know, but I'll wait and see how he feels. He felt really, really good the other day and played obviously pretty well in the first half, but the second half, after the first TV timeout, he needed to come out. And then sub him in, and he makes 3 in 15 seconds, needed to come out too. So
it's admittedly,
it's so this is why we're confused, and this is where the frustration is at, and why there's so much speculation about it, you know, what's the injury? Is there family involvement? If they're not involvement? I saw there was an audio, I think it was John Henson, the former North Carolina Tar Heel, who does stuff for Field of 68. And he was saying that he dealt with soft tissue injuries, and he's convinced that he's never going to be healthy this year, and that he needs to just be sat down for the rest of the year. That's what a former college basketball player is saying about Darren Peterson.
I have told you from the beginning. Chance to get Darren Peterson.
Exactly.
He's going to be an NBA pick.
So I am
high.
I'm sick of it, and I'm frustrated as well. I still will say this, and I think it's wrong, and this is where the messaging has hurt Darren Peterson, as frustrated as fans are. He's not faking an injury. I'm sorry. I still push back on that. I do not think he's not hurt.
But I do think he's
been verified.
No, I think
right,
he's for sure.
Like,
but
he's clearly hurt.
We're beyond that.
But also,
I think he's playing the long game because he's a future top five NBA pick.
Yes.
And he's not trying to actively impact. Yes, of course it does.
I don't know if it's is it Darren, though, or is it the family?
Because I mean, that's impossible.
If it were up to Darren, I think if you're a basketball player and you're of that ilk, I think you want to play. If it were up to Darren Peterson, I think he would play in that game. I think he would say, Coach, you don't even need to restrict my minutes at all, like if that is what it is or whatever.
But like at one point, Bill Self made it seem like it was coming from Darren Peterson's camp.
Exactly.
That he wasn't getting out on the court. And that, again, goes back to the confusion. Look, this is the biggest problem, too, because here's the truth. I've watched Kansas play a couple times this year, and I think at this point we probably all come to understand this. Kansas, with Darren Peterson playing on the court, for 30 minutes is a national title contending team. Kansas without Darren Peterson is not. And they can't get either version of a national title contending team with Darren Peterson playing sometimes and not playing others, because their flow as a basketball team, when I watch them right now, has no rhythm, because sometimes they have Peterson and sometimes they don't. And they don't seem like they have any flow to the entire
team. That's what we talked about back in November when the season started, is when you hit conference play. And I guess even now, let's say in March, they make the tournament, and this is still happening in March. That's where I would be very concerned. If Bill Self is still after a presser, like let's say they're a 7 and they beat the 10. They find a way to beat the 10, but Darren doesn't play the last 5 minutes of the game. I think you have a valid question to ask. Is this Bill Self's decision-making, or is he getting controlled here a little bit?
Yeah, so I think the issue that they're in right now is, yes, I'm 100% with you, Cody. We've said it. They cannot get to a Final Four without Darren Peterson. Fact.
He's such a good player.
But right now, because they cannot gel as a team, they are worse when he's on the floor. So it's this
plus minus is bad.
It is this bizarre, really bad spot that they're in. And NIL absolutely is complicated matters. This day and age of basketball is complicated matters. He does have a real injury, but
I do think you're allowed to be more critical now that they're paid employees.
Yeah, 100%. You can be far more critical of any college athlete now that we're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars that some of these guys, not all, some of them are making. And so like tonight, he's going to play tonight. And I'm fascinated to see how it plays out. My guess is he's going to all of a sudden end up on the bench with a Theragun in his hand, working out cramps again or soft tissue injury again. That's what's happened every time. So why would I think it's any different tonight?
I still really think that it wouldn't necessarily be solved. And I know that it would hurt college basketball technically, but you, even without name, image, and likeness, let's say there was no NIL, but Darren Peterson knew he had to go to school for 1 year before going to the NBA, and he was dealing with this issue. I don't know if it would be any different whether NIL existed or not, from the standpoint of his parents and him being like, well, this is my future, and I know, and I'm not making any money now, but I know I can make money there. Now that they're making money, maybe you convince yourself he should be playing through it, or whatever the case is.
At what point
that's where the NBA should get rid of the you have to go to the one and done thing. And if Darren Peterson goes to the NBA, good for him.
But look at
have to go 2 years.
Look at some of the other top guys, and I don't know ultimately who's going to be the number one overall pick. Some people think it's Peterson. It could be DeBance or whatever over at BYU. He's playing every game. Now he's not hurt, right? So I was like,
exactly.
Well, I guess for everybody saying like, oh, it's just because he's the number one pick. Yes, not but also, what if DeBance all of a sudden, and I hope this doesn't happen to him, he's been playing great. Let's say all of a sudden he's got a little hammy, and all of a sudden we're talking for the next 3 weeks. You don't think that he possibly is going to have some restrictions? Like, it's just Kansas, unfortunately, has got the guy that is hurt, and it's the balance. And I know it's very easy, and I'm right there with you guys, to be like, well, then just play through it. But it's way more complicated than that. And it puts Kansas, though, in a terrible spot. And Bill Self is not going to come out and crush the kid or the family. One, because it's not how he operates. Two, it'll impact you getting the top recruits in the future. You can't badmouth the kid.
No,
that does not do anybody any good. And so they're just in this bizarre spot. And thank goodness Melvin Council Jr. has been Melvin Council. Otherwise, they're ranked 22nd right now. Without him, they'd have two or three more losses.
I think they're 18 right now in Ken Pom. So, I mean, you know, the advanced numbers.
Someone says Cooper Flagg played all last year.
You're missing the point.
If any of these, like, if again, DeBanza this year, if all of a sudden he had a hamstring injury, I bet you all of a sudden he's not playing. I don't know what he's playing now, guys. Averaging 29 minutes, 30 minutes. I have no idea what 35 minutes. I have no idea what he's playing for BYU. But that's the complicated part. This isn't just like if Darren Peters was 100% healthy, we're not even talking about this.
Yeah, he would be playing.
I think we're not even talking about it.
And I don't know if people, I don't know if to your point, Gold, I don't know if people still think that he's faking the injury or whatever the case is why you're texting that in. But the man is dealing with a hamstring issue, and it's a soft tissue problem that other players are saying he probably is going to be dealing with this throughout the season. So this is something that they're going to have to do. I think this is just reality for them.
I'm treating this more like how I would treat a professional, in the same way. if a professional NBA player like LeBron had a hamstring issue and they were on a minutes restriction, this would not be weird.
Yeah.
But if it's the playoffs, if it's the Big 12 tournament or the NCAA tournament, no more minutes off.
That's where it's going to be interesting. We're trying to win things.
You don't get to take time off then.
Yeah.
Now that's very different, and that's way far away from there. I did look it up for whatever reason, but DeBance is playing around 32 minutes again.
Yeah, and he's healthy, and he should. And Darren Peterson would be playing that many minutes if he was healthy as well. It's just, you know, like someone said, nobody should be allowed to enter.
I hate to tell you this. You'd be disappointed at the amount of people who don't graduate.
Yeah, someone from the 620 texted in and said, no one should be allowed to enter any pro sports draft without graduating college.
Baseball and basketball players, not only, you'd be disappointed.
Not only is that not how it works, and you're just saying that's how it should work, I would say this goes back to, I understand that this is, you're going to say it's not apples to apples, but it's no different. If Cody was going back to his college days and he had an opportunity to go be at the top of whatever field it is,
go program in top of his field, Valley,
but he didn't get his degree, you think he should be prevented? Because it's the same. It'd be the same restriction. So
anybody
I disagree
school,
with. I disagree with that.
Collar jobs.
If you're at the top, if you have an opportunity to be at the top of your game, you know, we're not talking about sports in this circumstance, and get paid X amount of money, and someone wants to hire you, you should be able to make the choice whether or not you finish college or not. Same thing with these players. So I have no problem with somebody not finishing college if they're a college athlete. That's just, we don't prevent random undergrad student that suddenly gets an opportunity. I know it's very rare, but suddenly gets an opportunity to go make a ton of money right now. We don't say he can't leave college.
I just wish, it's really small, but I wish the NBA, and the NBA is doing it to protect themselves, so whatever, but I wish the NBA would just say anybody can enter the draft, and if teams want to draft them, they're taking their own risks, so be it.
Yes.
And then if you went to college, you had to go for 2 years.
It would help out both sports, believe it or not.
You know, like you have to go for, well, and the NBA levels should like that, because that means a college player is developing for two full seasons, and it will be a small, and I do mean small handful of players every year who come straight out of high school and get drafted. It is the Cooper Flags, Darren Petersons, it is 2, 3, 4 players a year maybe who NBA teams will take a chance on without going there. And for everyone else who's not going to get drafted, they got to spend 2 years at Duke.
Yes.
They got to spend 2 years at Kansas. And they got to spend 2 years at North Carolina.
And I think it would help also. Now, not that Darren Peterson doesn't, his name doesn't ring significantly in KU right now, but having players for 2 years at a place, there's more name recognition within the sport. And I think fans appreciate, we'll be able to appreciate those players a little bit more.
As we,
as well.
Sorry, can I address one more text? Because it's pretty funny. I think someone thought they were cooking with this text. Someone texted in, said, name me one Harvard or Stanford dropout that's now a billionaire. Oh, I don't know. Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know. There's one real quickly. All right, let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
What site does he run? I'm not familiar.
There's a site called Facebook.
Mark
There's some
Zuckerberg.
Site called Facebook
I mean,
that
has
he started.
Billions of dollars.
Literally, like the most obvious example of somebody that dropped out from Harvard.